Can you trust the Bible, really? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec McClellan speaks around the world on Christian apologetics. Alec, can we do a few rapid-fire questions that often come up about the reliability of the Gospels?
Yeah.
All right, let's get started. First, the disciples, they made it all up.
John, we would need to ask, why? If they made it up for their own good, read the Gospels and you see the disciples look really bad. I mean, who would write a biased account of themselves and look like an ignorant bunch of losers who lacked faith and abandoned Jesus when he needed them most? If it was more about looking after their future, all they could look forward to was a life of rejection, isolation, and persecution.
All right, next. The Bible has been constantly changed, Alec. It's full of errors, isn't it?
I hear this a lot, but surely it's one way or the other. I mean, if the Bible has been changed, apparent errors in the text ought to have been resolved, or if it's full of errors, it would suggest that it hasn't been changed. Some critics seem to want to have it both ways, but either way, the manuscript evidence is overwhelming in favor of the accuracy of the text.
Okay, the Gospels all disagree with each other, right?
Well, it's interesting to think how the church managed to miss this for 2,000 years. Most problems are easily resolved. For example, Luke's account of two angels at Jesus' tomb does not contradict Matthew's account of one. You could tell a friend you bumped into me, another person tells the same story, mentioning my wife was there. That's no contradiction. Mm-hmm. If every gospel was an exact replica, a carbon copy, that would suggest collusion or corruption of the text. However, the differences we find are exactly what we would expect of four different authors recording the same events from a different perspective.
Meaning the Bible is reliable and we can trust it.
Absolutely, John.
That's Alec McClellan with Reason Why. Ultimate truth for ordinary people. For more, go to reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org.